I'm delighted to say we have in studio Louise O'Reilly, who is the Sinn Féin candidate in Dublin Fingal. Good morning, Louise. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
I have to point out to the listeners that Minister O'Reilly called to my door the other night and promised me he'd be on the programme today. And I had to speak to his advisers over the last couple of days. And I did that and was told I'd find out yesterday at 5 o'clock whether he could make it or not, or a time. And that never came through. So I tweeted out that I was looking for confirmation. Need to say nobody got back to me. And Louise was back to me within 2 minutes. Now, I have to say you did give out about the minister. But at the same time...
Rightly so.
Well, look, that's your point of view. I can't get into that. But so I said, OK, well, Louise, are you around and I'll interview you? And she said yes. So she's very kindly come in today. And I'm delighted you have. OK, Louise, I suppose we have to get down to brass tacks.
Sure.
So... tell us a little bit about yourself and then we'll go on to a couple of questions, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, well, I'm the Sinn Féin candidate for the constituency of Dublin Fingal. I'm a full-time trade union official. I'm married, I have one daughter, one grandson, and I'm standing because I believe that it's time for a proper and fair recovery. A recovery that benefits every citizen, a recovery that benefits every person. I don't think there's any sign of the recovery in Fingal. And I believe that if there is going to be any recovery at all, that it should be fair, balanced, and that everybody should benefit, not just a small few elites.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, now, obviously the questions I want to ask you, as I've asked most of the candidates, are... and I'll be honest with the around Irish water, what's the Sinn Féin view on Irish water? What are they going to do?
We would like to abolish Irish water and abolish water charges. And the reason for that is that, you know, we take the view, as do, I believe, the vast majority of the people in Fingal, that we already pay for our water. And water is a human right. It's not a commodity. The biggest fear expressed by people, quite apart from the fact that many people don't have the money to pay these bills, but some people that I'm talking to on the doorsteps, and it's coming up with regularity, they're terrified that Irish water is going to be privatised. This is an issue that's been raised with the government. The government's response is, you're all right, we won't privatise it, but they won't consent to a referendum to ensure that it can never be privatised. And I believe a referendum is the only way that we can make sure our water stays in public ownership, because I know, talking to elderly people, you know, water is a human right. It's an absolute basic need. People are terrified of the bills at the moment, but under a privatised regime, the bills could spiral out of control.
Okay.
That's a real fear
okay,
for people.
Okay, and I understand that, but can I just ask you, because I was at the debate out at the TV3 debate with Vincent Brown, and you were at that, and a gentleman stood up, I think he was from Anti-Austerity, and he said that only 48% of people have paid it. Now, the question is, if you guys are going to do away with Irish water, are you going to give us all back our money, those people that have paid it, or
we're saying is there will be no penalty for people who haven't paid.
Right.
I believe that an awful lot of people that have paid their water charges are not people who necessarily support water charges. They're people who are afraid of having a bill. Most of them, elderly people, are saying to me, I don't support the water charges, but I'm worried I can't have a bill in the house,
yeah,
and so I have paid it. But we're saying to people, the only effective way to get rid of water charges is to change the government, and that's the platform that Sinn Féin are standing on.
Okay, and so just to get back to my original question, Louise, sorry, like, for those people that have paid it, are you going to give them back their money or not?
What we're trying to do is get rid of Irish water and ensure,
okay,
there's no penalties for people who haven't paid. And
okay,
that is an awful lot of people might have paid just the one bill, but I don't necessarily believe the figures in terms of the amount of people that have paid.
Okay.
I think what they're taking is the best case scenario. They're taking people on group water schemes who are paying anyway, and they're also taking in a lot. So I wouldn't necessarily believe the government that the figures are as
okay,
high as they're claiming.
Okay. Now, the other area is, of course, the USC. Mm-hmm. And we're all being promised by everybody that they're going to do away with this or reduce it or whatever. And, you know, what's the Sinn Féin view on that?
We believe that the USC should be retained for certain income groups, but we would like to see low-income workers taken out of the USC. But as well as that, and you know, I know specifically the question is about the USC, but as well as the USC, we want to return money to people's pockets through getting rid of indirect taxation like the property tax and the water tax. We also want to ensure that the health service is available for people when they need it, and so that people don't have to pay for their health service. Okay, so the really what we want, we're in the business of doing, is returning money back to people's pockets and ensuring that people on ordinary incomes and on low incomes have more money in their pocket to spend. So it's not simply, we're not saying it's simply about the USC. Okay, it's about a suite of measures that will ensure that, that workers and their families and people who depend on social welfare are better off.
Okay, fair enough. And then, of course, the other big issue we would obviously have in the area is Beaumont Hospital and health. How, like, you know, I saw figures bandied about yesterday on Twitter that, you know, 45 million is needed to renovate the whole place and do it all up. But that's going to take, I mean, God knows how long. What's your position on that?
Well, first and foremost, I would say to you, I was the national nursing official with SIP2 for nearly a decade. So I am very, very familiar with our health service, with our accident and emergency departments and with the people who work in them. What is critical over the in the short to medium term is the recruitment of staff. Now, Sinn Féin has a fully costed plan to put an additional €3.3 billion into our health service over 5 years. But our initial target has to be to recruit nurses and doctors to work in our hospitals, but also to recruit the support services that are needed, such as home helps. Now, I've been in this studio before when we had a crisis in the home help service and the home help hours were being cut. And I know that the people in this radio station were very supportive of the home help service because it's a community-based service. The home helps are the people. They're a very cost-efficient way to keep people out of accident and emergencies and to keep people in their own homes and to stop people who need a little bit of help at home having to go into expensive residential care. So we favour putting money where it's going. You're going to get the most bang for your buck. And with home helps, you really do. With investing in community services, you really do. Because our hospitals, they're not full to capacity. There are beds in the hospitals. What there aren't are staff to work at those beds. So we need a twofold approach: one, to invest in community care, and then secondly, to invest in our hospitals and secure recruitment. I mean, I've talked to nurses, I know nurses well because I represented them for a good number of years, and I've talked to nursing students. They want to work in Ireland. Most of them are emigrating. They're not emigrating because of the money. They're emigrating primarily because they don't want to work in our health service, and that's a shame because they want to be in Ireland, they want to be working in Ireland, but they look at our health service. I spoke to a nurse, and I won't say from what hospital, and she said to me that they were taking it in turns to go into the toilet and cry. There were three of them on duty. Yeah. I spoke to another nurse who said she sits in her car with a knot in her stomach when she's on duty at 8 o'clock in the morning because she doesn't know what she's going to be facing. Yeah. A woman that used to happily be in work by 7:15. She's sitting in her car until, you know, 2 minutes before knocking on time because she's a knot in her stomach. All she wants to do is get through the day, you know, without and doing the best that she can. But she can't leave in the evening. She's a family to go home to. And when it comes to knocking off time after a 12-hour shift, she can't leave because the staffing levels are so bad. We need to change that.
Now, the other thing I see this morning that Micheál Martin has launched the Fianna Fáil manifesto, and they're in favour of bringing back the National Treatment Purchase Fund. To clear the backlog of people.
That's more privatisation. The National Treatment Purchase Fund was privatisation. We should be putting our effort, our energy, our money and our resources into the public health system. I mean, under Mary Harney and the Fianna Fáil government, we saw a massive increase in the use of privatised services. If you look now, the biggest bill in some hospitals that they're facing is the bill for agency workers. Those people should be directly employed. You know, we shouldn't be trying to hand money to the private sector to fix problems in the public service. What we need is a proper, decent, well-resourced public health service that's available for people who need it. I wouldn't personally favour any further privatisation within our health service, because I don't think it benefits the people who need it the most.
Okay, that's fine. Now, with all the problems on security we've had on the north side, you know, and for this, not just the last week or so, yourselves in Sinn Féin have an issue with the Special Criminal Court.
Oh, it's not just us in Sinn Féin.
Okay.
We're very clear. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties have a problem with the non-jury courts. The UN have a problem with non-jury courts. Mary Robinson has a problem with non-jury courts. We are on the side of people who advocate for civil liberties and human rights when we say we have a serious issue with non-jury courts. I believe, and Sinn Féin believes, that every person has a right to a trial by a jury of their peers. Now, what's getting confused very often in this debate is an issue of jury protection. Absolutely, jurors need to be protected. 110% they need to be protected. I've been on jury service. I've never been called, but I've gone myself. I think it's very important to go. And in fact, people who know me well would throw their eyes up to heaven when they hear me talking about jury service, because I say to people, it is our civic duty. Oh, yeah. It is our duty as citizens to sit on juries, because everyone has a right to a trial by a jury of their peers.
But can you understand why it was introduced at the time, and why it's kind of because of unfortunate intimidation of jurors that it was implemented in the start, and you know, that perhaps...
Well, it was introduced as an emergency measure. Okay, and it was introduced in the absence of the kind of technology that we have now. But I mean, if you look at countries like Spain, you could be in a different region, in a different town, in a different country to where, or sorry, a different county,
to where the trial
is taking place.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, it is possible to protect jurors. What I've seen from the government and from Fianna Fáil is an absolute poverty of ambition in terms of their own ability to protect people who serve on juries. I think it's really important that we put the jurors at the forefront of this. But I will say, every person has a right to a trial by a jury of their peers, and we need to do, as a people, we need to do whatever is necessary to make sure that that those jurors are protected, and to make sure that the right every person has to a trial by a jury of their peers is fully vindicated.
Well, Louise, thanks for coming in. As I always say to all the candidates, the very best of luck with your campaign.
Thank you.
It doesn't mean I favour anybody, but, you know, it's a tough business. And the important thing is that everybody gets out and vote, whatever age you are.
I would 100% endorse that.
Very,
come out
very important.
And vote, have your say.
So good luck with your campaign. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you, if not before, I certainly think we're going out to the different county centres anyway, so we'll be chatting to yourself then at that particular stage. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
And that was Louise, and she's the Sinn Féin candidate out in Dublin Fingal. And as I said, we wish them all the very best.